USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
On Capitol Hill, there's talk about jailing people and imposing steep fines if the White House refuses to comply with Democratic lawmakers' request for information stemming from the special counsel's Russia investigation. Republican Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
I don't think the House is in completely good faith. Let me give you an example. When the Ways and Means chairman said he wanted Trump's tax returns, he said the reason I want his returns is because it'll help me evaluate how good a job the IRS is doing in auditing. Now, give me a break. I mean, if you believe that, you'll never own your own home. Nobody believes that.
Kennedy says the dispute between the House and the White House is dangerous to America's institutions. And on Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline said Special Counsel Robert Mueller has reached a tentative agreement to testify before the House Judiciary Committee May 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
China has been accused of massive human rights abuses, locking up millions of Muslims in what some call concentration camps. On CBS's Face the Nation, host Margaret Brennan had a back and forth with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over the exact figures.
You just said a million minorities.
Yeah.
The Pentagon says 3 million.
Don't play ticky-tack. There's no discrepancy. This administration...
Concentration camps is a loaded term, sir, and 3 million Muslims being rounded up is something that many would expect the United States to raise at the highest levels.
And we've done so.
The comments are likely to increase tension with Beijing, which is sensitive to international criticism. On ABC's This Week, independent senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was asked to respond to former vice president and presidential candidate Joe Biden, referring to himself as the most progressive 2020 Democratic candidate.
Joe voted for the deregulation of Wall Street. I voted against that. I think if you look at Joe's record and you look at my record, I don't think there's much question about who's more progressive.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another tragedy leaves a police officer dead, this time in North Carolina. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
It's an all-too-common scenario for law enforcement officers. The officer killed during what started as a routine traffic stop. The Mooresville Police Department says 32-year-old canine officer Jordan Shelton was fatally shot at about 10 on Saturday night. The suspect in the shooting left the scene but was later located in a nearby apartment where they found him dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officer had served with Mooresville's Police Department for 6 years.
After more than 400 rockets from the Gaza Strip hit southern Israel, the Israeli military pounded Hamas and other terrorist targets. On Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Israel has every right to defend itself.
I've seen video that we can't validate just yet, but where there have been strikes on homes, civilian populations. These rockets were fired with civilians around them in order to protect return fire. This is terrible. The Israelis have every right to protect the sovereignty of their nation, and I hope that we can return to the ceasefire that had been in place for weeks and had been holding significantly before this.
President Trump announced Sunday that the former head of the U.S. Border Patrol under President Barack Obama will be his administration's new chief of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Trump, in a tweet, announced that Mark Morgan will take over as head of ICE, replacing the former acting ICE director who resigned earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.